All right, good morning. If you would get out your Bibles and open up to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, we'd like to welcome those of you that are joining us right now on our live stream. We appreciate you tuning in as well as anybody who may be watching this after the fact. I'm going to say this real quick just for the benefit of people who are in the live audience and some of you. We have nothing to do with how many commercials YouTube is playing. Okay, we're not monetized. The church is not collecting money from our YouTube ministry. It is solely a YouTube thing. If there's somebody either in-house or in cyberland that knows how to get it to stop, I would love to know about it. But I know that there are people that YouTube is incessantly interrupting those who watch after the fact with commercials like every 10 minutes. There's nothing I don't know what to do about it. If somebody knows how to fix it or get it to stop, let me know. I'm sure there is. If we, like, pay them money, they'll hold us ransom and then, you know, let us air without commercials. But if you know about it, let me know. I'd love to have a conversation about that and how it might be able to be fixed. So we're going to continue this morning with our series of studies in the book of Galatians, and we find ourselves right now in the passage here in Galatians chapter 5 where Paul is talking about the works of the flesh. Now, this is part 7, and I'm spending time on this because we need to know from the Word of God and be able to identify through the objective standard of God's Word, not our own private hunches and opinions and impressions, what the works of the flesh are. The Scriptures tell us what they are. They enumerate a list here for us, and we need to make sure that we... There we go. That's the Prince of Power there, right there. What, Mark? Of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Lord, thanks again for this day and for this time and for this opportunity that we have to open up your word. Lord, we pray as we do that we'll have clarity and understanding as we talk about an issue that might be somewhat controversial, the issue of drunkenness this morning, that we can have clarity from your word about this subject matter. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. As we work our way down here, guys, we find ourselves in verse 21 with the issue of drunkenness. If you read the verse, it says, envyings, murders, drunkenness. The next thing in the list of the works of the flesh is the issue of drunkenness. Now, let me say a couple things. I'm aware of the fact that we have all different kinds of people here in the audience, in person and both online, that have all different kinds of history in their families, in their past, in their personal history, potentially with the issue of alcohol and alcoholism and these issues, okay? I myself have a member of my family that has almost died on more than one occasion because of an overdose